It's the season premiere of Laverne and Shirley.
On Tuesday night.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
You know, my kid can be a little runt sometimes when I'm taking him to school. So he's on a Starbucks kick, right?
Right.
And it's like, no. I mean, I gave up the regular visits to the Buck of Star.
Yeah.
And you know, and so the whole way, I get up and I go to the bottom of the freezer and I find one of them Jimmy Dean English muffins with sausage and egg and cheese on it. Really
Mike,
nice little
sandwich. A great gourmand. Jimmy Dean was also a fine singer.
Very, a wonderfully nice man who I had the pleasure.
I forgot.
The privilege of chatting with.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and so the whole way I take him to the bus. It's like 5 minutes in the car with him.
Right.
And it's like chai tea latte with sweet foam.
Oh.
Chai tea latte. You know, he wants one of his little sugar bombs before he goes to school. And it's like that's all he's doing the whole way to school. And he doesn't get it sometimes, you know, when we're trying to watch our
own.
What's that?
It's an allowance on its own to pay for Starbucks for him.
I'm sorry, I'm not used to you being here. I'm sorry. I forgot you were here.
I can leave again.
No, you're fine. You're fine. It's good to see you. Hello.
Mike, I was the same way when I was his age, but I was begging my parents, take me to the Palm. I said, I just want to go to the Palm. Can we go to the Palm, please? You know.
Well, there are a couple of things at play here. The time constraint for us is, you know, we've got a 7 to 10 minute window to get him out into the car, get him to the bus stop, and then I get to come back here and have a good long period of time. If I take him to a school, that is 30 minutes down, 30 minutes back. Ain't going to happen.
That's why
they provided a bus for the parents out in this neck of the woods. Come on, now let's do that. But, you know, there he is. I mean, he brings joy and he brings darkness.
Much like this show.
Much like this show all
question,
the time.
Question, when you have
Hi,
a
Chat Groupers. Good morning, everybody. Hi.
Chat Groupers.
Chat Groupers.
Mike, when you are looking at that 7 to 10 minute window, do you have things that happen in the house that let you know where you are in the process? Because it used to be like, I would listen to your radio show when I was getting ready. And if we got to like news, I knew I was late to walk to the bus stop. Okay. Are there things that indicate that you're running out of time? Or is it not? I guess people aren't
I'm a watch guy.
Anymore.
I'm that's
clock
why
guy,
I'm Mr. Clock. I'm watching the watch the whole time. My problem is I don't know the quality of sleep I've gotten until I sit down when I have my quiet time just before show, which means I'm doing all the last minute stuff I want to do to get this overactive brain ready for the show. And I've talked about the fact that I could digitally put anything I want to read to you on a monitor, but I prefer this.
Who doesn't?
So this right here, the way my tell for this stuff that I prepare each and every day is if it's extra double thick, that means I've reprinted about 70 different things. And if I've reprinted 70 different things, that means that I am in and out of consciousness.
Now, how long have you... This printer is relatively recent, right?
Yes, Canon.
So do you think... Oh, it's a good brand.
I say I love it, but I love it now. You know what happened to the last one I loved? It ended up in pieces.
Yeah, I know. It's
but
so
I
sad.
Think you just discovered why you've been running out of ink.
That doesn't help. Yeah.
No, you should be, you know, there we go. Mm-hmm. Don't go to Starbucks, watch what you print. Don't go to Starbucks, watch what you print.
Maybe, Mike, pull out your magenta cartridge and put in a hibiscus lemonade from Starbucks, and then you solve both problems.
Do they really have hibiscus lemonade?
I think they probably have some sort of red drink.
Sounds yummy.
I would drink hibiscus.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. We are glad to be joined by a man who's still under the weather. You can tell by listening to him. Mr. Josh Sirocco, who has been battling the Oriole flu for the last couple of days.
And they got a win yesterday.
They got, well, Red Sox didn't. You know, we didn't get a chance to really chat when our teams were squaring off against each other. What drama. What incredible drama, you know, over the weekend.
I almost texted you Friday night as the Orioles blew out the Red Sox. And I said, nope, it's a long series. I'll wait until Sunday.
Yeah.
And I'm glad I waited.
Yeah. Because you got struck by the curse of Boog as you went down hard.
Alex Cora, the manager of the Red Sox, got struck by the curse of Boog because he was blown out along with like four or five of his coaches. That's the cruelty of baseball.
Yeah, I want to say thank you to Josh for showing up because he's bringing today all the energy that Elvis did at his last concert in 1977.
Are you lonesome tonight?
Plus tax.
Plus tax. I got sick in the hospital. Josh, you were up there. You got together at the Air and Space Museum with your boy Rob. You got a chance to go to Chad's live show at the brewery. And then interspersed with that, you had some Orioles baseball. And it appears to me that the travel and the weekend and having two jobs and everything you do and being married to the very demanding Kelly has finally caught up with you, and it is crawled into your lungs.
I had a plan because the whenever I go to Maryland, Virginia, I know the allergies are going to hit me.
Okay.
But don't hit me in Florida. So I have
a plan. Another thing you're similar to Rob with, the allergies.
I prep the Claritin ahead of time.
How do you prep it? Do you grind it up so you can snort it?
I regularly take it every day.
Okay.
It's just a kiss of fentanyl.
And I also, this time I went out a week before the event and I got that airborne stuff.
Oh, that's good.
I'm going to make sure I don't get sick on this
trip. Is airborne that stuff that, you know, it's so funny.
It's like a vitamin C, like a Alka-Seltzer, right?
Living down here.
You take this so you don't get sick.
It's so amazing. When you got to put that in a big box and put a big check mark in Florida for not really thinking about it as much as I used to, because I just don't get sick down here like I used to back there.
It is sort of a delicate balance, because in Florida you're not getting sick, but you're equally likely to get shot. So, I mean, it's a give and take.
Got to be careful who you do the road rage against. Yeah. I forgot buying all that stuff. So, you know, do you think it would have been different if you flew instead of driving?
Get it? Flew?
No, it would have been more miserable for me. Okay. Because the drive didn't make me sick. It's probably the hundreds of people I had to interact with.
Yeah, it's the non-wipers.
Sure.
Yeah, no. Wouldn't you say, let's be honest, and this is not to cast dispersions on Chad's audience, because Chad's audience is my audience in many cases. We share audience.
Yeah.
There's a lot of overlap.
You know that at least 75% of those guys go into the can and come out without going to the sink. You know I'm right about that.
Well, yeah, but also
I'm right about that with their big beards and tattoos.
I saw a lot of older gentlemen that appeared to be non-wipers at the Air and Space Museum. Could be there.
It could be there. I mean, it's just a lot of
kids.
Yeah. Right? Oh, and you know, I'm thinking of changing my name to Aaron Space. It's my new DJ name.
AARON.
Yes.
SPAYCE.
Space.
Space.
Aaron Space.
Aaron Space. That's a great. What a great DJ name.
It's pretty
good. That's so good, I might have stolen it. Hi, it's Aaron Space, the Aaron Space Show. That's just great.
And you
great.
Know how today's weather is. It's Udvar hazy.
Oh, man. Now you wrecked it because you had to one-up me and it didn't succeed. That's one-upsmanship right there.
I wrecked it.
Yes, you made it into a comedy pyramid. You were great with Aaron Space, and then you bring in something nobody knows, Udvar hazy. Nobody knows Udvar hazy that doesn't live 10 minutes from where that
space enthusiasts
place.
Know. Space enthusiasts.
Who is he?
Know.
Who is he?
They named the museum after him.
Yeah, I'm aware of that. We all know that.
He was a noted chef that prepared the meals for TWA Airlines.
That's not true.
I know. Pile of BS. I don't know who he is.
Okay.
He was probably something to do with aeronautics.
What name is Udvar? It sounds Danish, to be honest with you.
And that's what he put in the meals.
You know what's great?
I think he's hyphenated name.
He's back because you and I, because of the way we do broadcasting, is we don't do anything to get information. We think we can BS our way through a whole show. Mm-hmm. We got the man now who can go to the computer right away and tell us who Udvar Hazy is. And I'd like to know.
His first name is Stephen.
Stephen? Yes. Is Udvar a surname?
It's a hyphenated name, I believe.
It's a hyphenated name.
It's a guy, yeah. One guy.
He is Steve Hazy.
Steve Hazy.
That he goes by Steve Hazy.
That's another good DJ name.
Well, then why is it? Oh, so is Udvar another person? Hold on.
Oh dear.
There you go.
No, Udvar Hazy is his proper name, but he is Hungarian. So that's his Hungarian name.
Udvar. Okay. But I had a roommate called Steve Ingvar. Hazy. I had an Ingvar at American University.
Okay.
Ingvar Skospo.
And he was Dutch?
Danish.
Okay. Very close.
He is
can you explain the difference to our listeners?
Well, Danish would be from Denmark, and right. Dutch would be from Holland.
There it is. Very good. That's
Thank
it.
You.
Yeah, Udvar Hazy is the museum you guys went to.
Yeah, and Steve is a Hungarian-American billionaire businessman and the executive chairman of the Air Lease Corporation.
Oh, he bought
which is
it.
One of the two largest aircraft leasing companies in the world.
I would assume that's private air.
I would to have a museum named after me.
That's 4.6 billion net worth.
Wow. There it is. Mm-hmm. And that's why he did good work to provide that for you too. To go
and
visit.
You know why he's worth that much? Because parking is $15. That's why he's worth that much. Free
museum is free.
$15 parking.
Wow, I don't remember that when I was there. I don't remember paying that for parking. That must be a new thing. They did. I just don't remember. I thought I got in there and just rolled up. And it costs to get in, too, doesn't it?
No, it's free admission. But did you get out of the parking by showing, like, your DJ card or anything?
No, but I'm trying to think, where do you pay for that parking when you first walk in the door?
As you exit.
As you exit, you pay for that.
Mm-hmm. And you can also prepay. There's a prepay machine next to the flat penny machine.
Now we know. Back to Josh's health. your illness is sinuses, respiratory, bronchial. What are you suffering from right now?
Oh, dear.
It's some type of lung issue.
Do you think it's bronchitis? Have you ever had bronchitis before?
I don't know if it's bronchitis. I've never had bronchitis. I did a teledoc, and they gave me some, like, nose steroids. So I've been taking those, like a spray.
Okay.
Do you think that hanging out with, picture of health, do you think that has anything?
He has a name, okay?
Do you think that had anything to do with?
Do you think I have, like, some sort of light virus I'm carrying all the time?
How many times have you had a bronchial infection in the last 5 years?
5 times.
There it is.
Yeah, and that's not a lie. You can take that to the Udvar Hazy Bank and put it in there.
You do. You're a sickly boy.
However, no, I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say that. I mean, unless it's like liver failure, I miss less time on this show than anybody due to health.
Really?
Yeah,
you really
want
to? I mean, because now that to me is a shot across my bow when you say that.
Well, I think I would have to say.
About my digestive issues?
No, I'm not talking about anything in particular. I would just say that
if you added up the total number of days,
right,
ill, either here or not here, you'd lap the field. Pal.
No, I'm talking about days at work, even when you play with pain. I think I've done more even when I am sick, but I am taking out the liver failure.
Oh, you can't.
Well, I can.
That's a major. That's if you're talking about the total. We've been together long enough. We have to do the total.
Okay, so we have to include that.
Mm. I don't know.
Well, then maybe I lose. I lose in liver and I lose in attendance.
Yeah, yeah. No, but I mean, you are probably the most reliable of the three of us now. I would say.
Josh had it until this weekend, and then he blew it.
But Josh also Josh changes scheduling, but Josh is also quite reliable.
He
when
is.
It comes to, and I have become, because of both of you, I have become more reliable as well.
Well, I mean, when we're on time, you're on time.
What does that mean?
It used to be frustrating when one of us wasn't here.
Yeah. Oh.
There's a reason to be reliable is when you have to be relied on. So we're here.
Yeah. And Rob is always available. Mm-hmm. Whenever we shift shows around, He's always a quick yes.
He is, and that's great. I think that's great for both of us. Mm-hmm. So you have sought out, did you seek out medical attention up in the Maryland area?
No, I did not.
Okay. Where did you get your steroids?
Because it really hit me Sunday. It hit me Sunday, so I drove home, and I drove home the entire night. I slept about an hour inside the car.
So you've been home to see your doctor. Okay.
So I came home, and then I arranged a tele-doc visit.
So the steroids that are just a nasal steroid, you're not taking a pill or anything, so that won't affect like your appetite, like proper oral administered steroids.
I haven't had no appetite issue, no.
Okay, just wondering. Because it knocked me out when I was put on steroids.
I don't think it matters how you take the steroid.
I take them in suppository form.
Then that doesn't make you hungry.
My
Duke.
Your Duke?
My Duke.
Yeah, Sir Duke. Yeah.
Meg took more golf days off.
Shut up, Matthew Kiki.
No, you don't take days off. We move the show.
Kiki.
Yeah, we arrange. We plan around it.
Yes.
But no, the steroids are not making
Don't worry,
me
that's not going to be happening. I'm leaving Happy Valley, so be happy with my, that.
Don't reveal that yet.
Well, I am.
There's a lot of things to be discussed.
No, there are not a lot of things to be discussed.
Well, I do have one primary question. Why did you move to Florida?
To play golf.
And now you're leaving your source of golf. It troubles me a bit.
Well it's to open up his own course.
Something's got to go. It's too far. It's too expensive. And I've got to figure some other things out.
Yeah.
Period.
But that'll leave you a lot of by the way, Josh, did you listen to yesterday's program? I'm sure you did.
I listened to at least half of it.
Did you hear that Mike has come around on Kirkland ice cream?
I did.
Fascinating, isn't it? And now, Mike, you have so much more money that you're not a member. You can go buy gallons of ice cream.
Rob used to want to go get ice cream.
Rob has a freezer in his garage and a refrigerator in his house, and he referred to the open ice cream half gallon that he had in his kitchen as opposed to the sealed one in the freezer. He referred to the open one as the working half gallon.
The working half gallon. It did not work yesterday. I did not visit it yesterday. So
this ice cream discussion.
Yeah.
It did turn into a discussion with Kelly and I about how much we hate our freezer because we don't have room for 2 half gallons of ice cream.
Well, not when you have 16 pounds of burgers.
Oh, yeah, that was an issue this weekend.
There is a health question that does not involve Josh. Uh-huh. It says here, can Rob go to the doctor for his chapped lips?
I cannot.
What is, why not? Well, you don't have to go to the doctor. Can you treat your chapped lips?
No, I don't want to. Not after Slipping Jimmy said that because he's an asshole.
No, stop that. Look at your lips. They're horrible.
I look at them every day and I say they're wonderful.
No, come on now. Now, this is a legitimate, there are over-the-counter products that you can slather on there and they're, what is that?
That's Aquaphor for lips and I use it every day.
Okay.
You got the proper one for lips
now. It's working. It's working great.
Why do people care?
Because you're on camera, pal. That's what it is. That's what the people, if we have any
I wish I had enough time to worry about the lips of all my favorite broadcasters.
Well, no, it's just, you're not, you're
Dear Doreen, your lips don't look good. I am deflecting.
You're deflecting.
I am a flawed, broken man, and one of my many flaws is my lips. So there's that. You know what? At least I have friends, Slipping Jimmy. At least I'm not hated by my family like you are.
And that's why.
Are you talking to Slipping Jimmy right now? Are you attacking Slipping Jimmy?
Yeah.
What if? All right. If I have a golf club,
right?
Let's say it's a 7-iron.
Okay.
And he's putting the stuff up. What are you? That was different than what you were putting on.
No,
that
it's the different. Same. It's got a different packaging. You see, you pull the.
Oh, you have two. Oh, there it is.
No,
okay.
See, like that.
So
did you think I was trying to trick you?
No.
Okay. I'm just glad you moved off the hand cream.
that he was putting on his lips.
Still works. Same thing, I think.
I agree that it is. That's why you shouldn't use it. We'll get to that in a second because I want to help, like I always do.
Okay.
I want to
help. Can I tell how you're going to help? You're going to say, go buy a chapstick.
We'll get to that. And you can mock me and shake your head around and do this little thing like you're so smart that you figured that out. But
no, I've not figured anything out.
All right,
obviously.
Hold on just a second. I want to help. I want to. Luma Lyrics said Rob Mob -1.
Good. We never wanted you anyway.
Stop. Jimmy. Calm down. So the idea of the chapstick is just something that will. What you're using is not medicated, and there's a medication in chapstick.
A chapstick is mentholated. That's bad for your lips. That'll make them peel.
There's a difference between that product and almost every over-the-counter product I've ever taken for anything. Mm-hmm. That chapstick is, it works immediately. It works immediately. It absolutely.
And I know your love for it. Remember, we had a clip strip of chapsticks for you at the studio. So
why do you think that is?
Because in your mind, it's what you need.
No, because I used it because I had chap lips. That's what I was going to say. I had the same problem. Mm-hmm. I had the same problem, and it worked because in like February or March, or in this case, April.
Yeah.
Or in your case, year round. If you used it, you would be in fine shape.
Now, no,
here's the way
it,
you
Mike.
Roll. You roll where you will maybe have used it once or twice, but you don't like it. And when you don't like something, you shut it down in totality, and that's where you have a very closed mind.
No,
I've used chapstick,
and it's less effective than other brands. I don't think it's effective
What about the candy flavored chapsticks?
No, absolutely not.
Can I stop you there, Josh? That does not work like the black chapstick.
Mike only takes the black.
Because
can you get prescription chapstick?
I don't know if you can. But I also think that chapped lips, due to my research, the main cause of them is dehydration.
Well, that might be you don't drink water. You drink soda pop.
I'm down on soda, drinking more flavored seltzers now, which is
I don't know
sugar.
Whether seltzer
I think it hydrates.
Is probably not as effective as our fine client here.
Well, of course not. But I have tried chapstick, and you know what? It does soothe. I don't think it leads to healing. I don't think there's any sort of medical component.
I can only tell you that when I was a kid and all the way through my adult years, it would heal the chapped lips. It would have a medicated effect on the chapped lips.
When you were a kid, is that when chapstick came in a tin?
a wooden
vessel.
A wooden like cigar box.
You go down to the mercantile.
No, we'd use tallow. We'd use beef tallow.
Beef tallow. And then you could fry your french fries in it.
I guess, look, if you, I don't know how many, I know how you roll. If you don't, if something in your mind doesn't connect, you will refuse it. And I don't know how long you've tried chapstick, but now you're covering your lower lip with your mouth.
Cupcake. I don't have chapstick.
Now, Blistex is what Carla swears by. She says that hydrates your lips.
That's a decent product. But again, I don't like the mentholatum aspect of either of them. It's kind of a little
burning. Don't like and cure are maybe two different things.
Has a fine product now.
I think Aquaphor for lips is crap.
Josh, will you do an AI search about which is better for your lips?
I think that the Aquaphor, which is known as a moisturizing like hand cream primarily,
right.
Moisturizing hand creams don't really do it.
Mike, Aquaphor lip repair provides immediate relief for very dry
You're
lips.
Reading the product.
Exactly. And what they can't put
say?
It on there if it's fake.
What are they?
He has the softest lips, though.
Thank you. Mike, and I think you know that.
All right, Rolando says Burt's Bees. What about Burt's Bees?
No, I'm not doing anything named Burt.
No, but
you're not
going
to like these ChatGPT answers.
All right, well, let's have them.
Okay, go ahead.
I typed in, what is the best chapstick? Best overall? The dermatologist's favorite?
Yes.
Aquaphor lip repair stick. Exactly what you have.
What does it say about
you can pretend. Hold, stop. the presses for Mr. Shake His Head like he's a... Yeah, look at his mouth. It looks like it's really working.
Can you imagine how bad it would be without the aquaphor? I'd have no lips.
Why it wins? Because it locks in moisture and actually heals cracked lips.
What does it say about chapstick in the black tube?
Number two, it says the best cheap classic is the black chapstick.
Okay, number two's not bad,
easy to find everywhere, good for basic daily use.
Basic daily use.
Not as long lasting.
Here is the issue.
Okay.
The issue, and I think you know what it is. Can you? You're smart enough. Why don't you tell me what the issue is?
The issue is that I have the aquaphor, and that if I were to use chapstick, I'd have to go get it.
No. The issue is that the aquaphor for lips that you're using is not obviously, to anyone.
No. That's not the issue.
What is the issue?
The issue is you have it. You're not using it enough.
I think that might be the issue.
Really?
I might need to do it more.
If you had it, you'd do it more often.
I have a stick, Mike, on my nightstand, and I have a stick at my desk. I need to apply myself and apply the aquaphor. Okay. I think if I apply myself, you are going to see a vast improvement in my physicality in the next 7 days.
If you did this for me, if you got a chapstick, a black chapstick, and mm-hmm. used it regularly for a week.
Okay.
Would you be willing to do that experiment?
Sure.
Do that and try it.
Okay.
And
I have really an Amazon order going out today because I'm out of potassium, so I'll have it brought right canceled. In.
I think out of potassium.
Yeah.
What does that have to do with anything?
Well, I mean, if I'm doing an Amazon order anyway, I'll just tack it on.
What's the potassium for?
For my body.
Okay.
It helps.
Like a vitamin.
Mike, when you are on blood medicines or especially diuretics.
I got a friend here that says, of the three, Rob has the sexiest lips by far, chapped or not. How about that, huh?
I like that.
You're getting the love
nice.
From Bob McCarty.
Yeah. Rob, oh, it's named Bob? That's not as great. I was hoping it was from a lady.
ChatGPT says that you should be using that every 2 to 3 hours while you're awake and a thick layer at night before you go to sleep.
Okay. I never read the directions. I probably should have done that.
And you'll try the chapstick then for
absolutely.
A week?
Absolutely. Potassium, okay. Mike, prevents leg cramping when you're dehydrated or you're on like a Lasix.
Well, okay, so this is another dehydration thing, right?
Yeah, it probably is. Sure.
Okay.
But I'm on two different water pills, so I pee all the time.
What did your doctor say about dehydration?
He said, drink more water. But the cramping is something that it's usually in my calves at night. And since I've taken the potassium, it's stopped. But it would be really, really crippling pain. Like wake up and have to walk around pain.
That happens to me.
Yeah. It's well. Really bad.
I've had that too. I have the little over-the-counter things that when you're dehydrated, it's worse. It's like a leg cramp is about as bad as it gets.
Because you
it's
can't terrible. Really walk it off.
Horrible.
You can eat a banana, but the potassium pills as a maintenance or, thing is the best.
Or pickle juice.
Really?
Too.
Pickle juice will take away leg cramps?
Yeah.
Sweeter dill.
We are the dumbest show in the world, without question. This was all started when we were talking about Josh. We were talking about Josh's health. You are on the mend, Josh. That's the good news. You're okay. Rob is on the mend with his lips. He's going to address
that
problem. And me, I'm just, the 3 pounds I lost last week. Boom! Beginning of the week, gained them back over the weekend.
Mike, you're suffering ice cream. You're suffering a bigger loss than that is your membership. That saddens you.
All right,
sure.
It's a drag, but the distances are have become prohibitive, and it falls under the category of something that needs to be reevaluated at this time in my life, and I'm fine with that. I have no problem with that. My first priority is my son, and that's what really, really counts. And the time, the couple of times I was late getting from down there because the traffic now is mirroring Northern Virginia, Atlanta, Los Angeles, traffic down here on the super slab I-75 has, got to me. And it was always something that was in the back of my mind, but it's just gotten to a point where enough of that. And so
you have to put a value on your time. You really do.
And it's been clear that your priority has shifted to baseball. And Michael's baseball schedule.
Yeah, I'm into it, and he's into it too, and that's what really really counts. And look, I love it. I still do it. I still plan to do it. Where I do it.
How'd that taste? I'm guessing protein bar.
No, I didn't have anything to eat this morning.
Oh, you need to eat, Mike.
That was just a little coffee.
I had a banana at least.
The priority is to focus on my son right now, and then I'll find another place where I'm going to
play. Is there a public course that is closer?
Pshaw. Anyway, that's...
Let's pretend, Mike. Let's
stop it.
No, is there a course that is closer?
There are places all over the place, but I don't know what I want to do yet. I'm on the verge of saying I've golfed more than most people in my life.
Yeah.
And so I think that's fine. But are
you looking for...
Barrister said Mike won't golf with the common man. That's too funny. That's it. Well, yes, Josh.
True.
Yes.
But are you waiting for an invite? You waiting now like for a free agent?
I'm definitely a free agent.
Do you think that a course would invite him?
I'm at Happy Valley till the end of August. Yes, what? Huh?
Does a course invite him, or are you implying that
a friend.
Okay.
Well, I've got friends that I play golf with. I'll be doing that on Friday at another joint down here. That's fine.
Like the idea of taking out a billboard down there that Mike O'Mara is now available for your golf course.
Yeah, is there like a cameo thing where you
wouldn't
know
that be great?
Where you could be paid to show up?
Yeah, sure. Wouldn't that be special? It's not that big a deal. The last time I did this, I had another place to go to. I don't have that right now because I'm not sure what we're going
to
do.
You won't go back to the other place, will you?
I could. That's a possibility because I think it kind of becomes final. You give notice and then you have a few months in between to let them, you know.
And I don't know if Josh knows the policy for giving notice, but there is a large rock in the center of the driving range that you must stand up on and say, I declare.
No, nobody knows. my mates don't know. My listeners know before my mates know. So that's cool. And the powers to be. But then you never say never, but I don't like the distance. I really, really don't. And that has been on my mind for a very, very long time.
Does any of this have to do with how insensitive your pairings were when you missed a couple weeks because
not
of your shoulder?
Absolutely nothing. No, not at all. No.
And will they care when it's announced that you're out?
No.
Okay.
No. That's the nature of the biz, that people come and go.
Are there any golfers that will care that you're gone from the course?
Well, one or two.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's
fine. They ask if you're gone or if you're really gone?
Oh, like dead.
Like that?
Oh, no. I'll certainly let them know. But I won't be... There are different kinds of people. You just fade away, which will be me. And then there are the people that have been lifers there that, you know, are going home, so to speak, to the grandchildren. And that is kind of... That's sort of a real farewell. And so they have, sad. Like, dinners and farewell things. I won't be in that category.
Well, they'll have a dinner when you leave.
I haven't been there long enough.
They'll have a dinner, but you won't be invited.
I've been to 6 or 7 places in my golf career. I'll do it again, too. I also want to see if I can find a better deal. That's another part.
Now, here's a question as a golfer that
hard to find down in that part. You know where it is, Rob, right? It's south of here where it's ka-ching, ka-ching a little bit. That's part of the equation as well.
When you are a golfer, I've never asked actually anyone this, and you play at that club regularly for a couple years, do you ever get sick of the course?
No,
you never do.
Usually not. No, I don't think I've ever been anywhere where I was bored with the golf.
Do you get better at it as you get to know it? I know they move things around.
Yeah, of course. But yeah, you do. You do. Yeah. I mean, and then you know, it's a learning curve. But no, I have a couple of things in mind, places where I've been that I like, and that might be in the future too. It depends. Okay. It depends. But right now, the combination of the two. Instead of waiting, you know, you got to make that decision early. So I've made it early so that, because I think it's the right time.
And make sure you don't go to your new place when you find it. Don't go on caddy day because things just get out of control.
That's right. Well, you know, Spalding, I think that's going to be just fine. I think that will be it. Josh, did we miss anything for your health? I'm going to sneeze. It's all this health talk. I'm getting sick through the TV. That's what's happening right now. Don't sneeze.
You need some nose steroids, Mike.
Josh, did we cover everything with your health condition?
Yeah. Yeah, just some patience while I get better this week.
Okay, and when you get the chapstick, will you show it to our audience and show it to me?
Mike, I will every day run a timpani and apply it so you can see me apply it.
Because I really hope I'm right.
You know what? I know we busted heads for a little while, and that's the nature of the show, but I hope you're right, too.
Okay, good. Then it's settled. We shall move on.
Have you noticed that Josh's hair is that of a sickly Josh?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, it's kind of listing. It's listing.
I'm sorry to bring it up.
No, this is me trying to clean it up, like, 5 minutes before hopping on, because I realize it looks like a mess.
Yeah. We'll take a break, come back with more, with some snippets when we come back. Here's a quick message from today's sponsor, the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. If you've ever owned a pet, you know they run on their own logic. Jump first, think later. Ask questions, never. I've got dogs, so I know this is true. It's part of what makes them so lovable, but it's also how you end up with those surprise vet visits you didn't see coming. ASPCA Pet Health Insurance helps cover eligible vet expenses, so when those moments happen, you can focus on getting them the care they need without overthinking the cost or second-guessing your decision. When you enroll in an ASPCA Pet Health Insurance plan, you could even get a $25 Amazon gift card. It's a little treat for you while you're doing something great for your pet. The program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier to get your pet the care they may need. Who's a good boy? You are. If you enroll in the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Plan, it's been around for almost 20 years and has covered nearly 1 million pets in that time. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/TMOS. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/TMOS. Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit aspcapetinsurance.com/Amazon terms for more info. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance. Two ways to support the Mike O'Mara Show. We take your YouTube Super Chats, and also there's a QR code right over Rob's head that you can click on, and that'll show you how you can help the show any way you would like. Hit the music, Slim. We're ready to go with the tidbits for today.
Oh, hold it. Now, hold it. Yes. Is it tidbits or snippets?
I don't know. I don't remember.
I think today it's snippets. Let's see how it works. And if it's no good, tomorrow we can go back to tidbits.
Let's see what happens, huh? Let's do that. King Charles III marked the 250th anniversary of American independence.
Independent.
Hermie the Elf.
Independent.
Yeah, and I Rudolph says it too, but I think you're doing Hermie.
And then there's Clarice. There's always tomorrow. King Charles.
Do you like to sing, Clarice?
He was talking to Congress and with gratitude that the two countries united to build one of the most consequential alliances in human history, while urging that we ignore the clarion calls to become ever more inward-looking. Who do you think he's directing that at? Speaking Tuesday to the joint session of the Congress, Charles repeatedly highlighted the historical and cultural ties that he said have cemented an enduring bond between the United States and the United Kingdom. But even as he spoke in unifying, optimistic terms, he delivered a series of nuanced warnings encouraging leaders in the U.S. to remain collaborative and engaged in global affairs. He said the alliance between the U.S. and the U.K., tested anew by President Donald Trump's war in Iran, cannot rest on past achievements. I agree.
Yep.
Charles urged unyielding resolve in backing Ukraine against Russia and heralded the NATO alliance that Trump has consistently undermined. So apparently he was kind of throwing some little digs, but doing it in a very royal British way, which is about as dignified as it gets.
My takeaway from seeing that is just how good he looks.
How were his lips?
Oh, you see, that's a very low blow.
I was just commenting whether they were hydrated or not.
I'm wondering if he got in a fight with our president, who would win?
I know that one thing about Charles, if you look at a video of him, his hands are swollen. And yeah. That's been a thing that he's maybe his treatment for cancer. He's been sick, so you're not really sure what's going on.
Do you know where he's headed today?
Where's he going today?
I wish I was making this up. The king and the queen, or Camilla, whatever she is, are going to Front Royal, Virginia for a parade.
Really?
Yes.
You should
Front
go
Royal
down
and, is very excited about it.
You're close to that. You should drive down and see the king. See the king of England. How many people get to see the king of England, Rob?
You know what? The king of England can come see me.
Why Front Royal? But Front Royal is so close to you.
It is, I think, their 250th birthday or something like that.
I thought he was going to like where we defeated the Redcoats or something.
Or
where
something.
George Washington did something.
No, it's a parade. I think this is more celebratory than it is rubbing it in their face.
If I had an opportunity and like I was living in Manassas and the king was coming to, you know, Warrenton or something like that, I might be encouraged to go to the parade and see
the king. Was in that abandoned railroad car in the middle of Manassas.
The king of England can kiss my ass.
I appreciate that people are going into Front Royal to see it, but I don't think you're going to get to see him. You know?
I think
the security's got to be awful high.
It says he's going to participate in the short parade on Main Street, engage with local businesses, and take part in a block party.
Wow.
So you should head on down there.
I will
see him when he goes into Chick-fil-A.
Really? Go see the king. Go on. Go take your diesel car. Get out of the house for a change. Don't just go to the Udvar Hazy Museum. Go see the king. Take some video. Come on now. Do it. You'll love it. What time is he going to be there, Josh?
I don't have the time in front of me.
All right.
I'll look into
already.
It. Okay. I'll look into it. If he can take a day trip, maybe I can.
The next time someone is grinding up against you at the club.
Nice.
They could just be dancing, or they could be stealing from you, charging five easy payments of $19.99 from your credit card. It's a new credit card scam called ghost tapping. If you haven't heard about it yet, it's where thieves use cheap, generic card readers, bump into you, and trigger a wireless transaction from a tappable chip credit card in your wallet. They don't even need to physically touch your back pocket or your purse, but they need to get pretty close to you. And it could also trigger a transaction from the mobile wallet on your phone, which is annoying because chip cards with tapping functionality were supposed to be more secure, weren't they?
Yes, yes.
The scam is more likely to happen in crowded spaces like public transportation, concerts, or busy sidewalks. Thieves often start with small transactions that you're less likely to notice, but they can add your card to their digital wallets to make larger purchases later on. This is weird. What can they do, or what can you do outside of closely monitoring your accounts? An RFID blocking wallet phone case. That's what you can use.
Okay.
It can cost around $20, but they do work. So if you have that, I have that in my wallet.
Do you ever have trouble tapping the thing and making it work?
Do you mean the point of purchase?
Like when you take your credit card and you put it on the card reader, you know, you can either slide it tap it. I can never get the tap to work.
You have to rest it there. You don't really tap as much as lay it on there until it makes a tone indicating that it has been read.
Right. You got to wait until the card reader is ready as well.
I don't know. I just kind of feel we used to work with a guy that couldn't get the automatic sinks in a public bathroom to go on.
I find if you were going to add up the times I've had trouble with automatic sinks compared, you know, you obviously use the credit card probably more than use public restrooms.
Yeah.
But I would tell you that the automatic sinks, the automatic sinks for me are more problematic than the, but also I think there's a system to it when you do it enough.
Yeah.
And it's great when you do it because it's quicker.
I've got 100% pay by phone.
So you'll take out your digital wallet in your phone.
Yeah, I don't even carry my regular wallet around.
Yeah, I've set my wallet up, my digital wallet up, and I think maybe I should move in that direction too because it does seem quicker. It's just like when you get used to using your phone for a sporting event, it's much easier when you use that QR code with that. But
and you always have it with you. So
if you go see the king today, will you be using your digital wallet or will you be using your credit card to pay for the king show?
The king show, I will actually go in and I will buy king brand chapstick. at the merch table.
The King Show.
King Show.
It's been more than two decades since Friends ended, so it might surprise you how much the main cast still rake in every year. Lisa Kudrow revealed that she, Jennifer Aniston, Courtney Cox, David Schwimmer, and Matt LeBlanc earn, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
$20 million a year in residuals. $20 million a year.
I tell you, I blame the channels that when you get deep into YouTube TV will just show Friends for 10 hours in a row. That's why they're getting the money, because of lazy programmers.
It's so popular on
I watched some of an episode last night, and I stand by what I felt 20 years ago. It's really not that great a show.
Okay. All right. I don't, you know what? I certainly don't think it holds up to a show like Seinfeld.
No.
I really don't think
so. Not at all.
I think it's the timing. I think it's the same with The Office, that those were like the last big sitcoms that hit the younger generation.
Well, I think The Office held up better because of its presentation of not being a three-camera live audience sitcom. Yeah. I think that separates it.
The cast only earned $22,500 per episode during season one, but by season 9 and 10, they were making $1 million per episode. Lisa Kudrow also added that after Matthew Perry passed away, she watched the show again, and she said this, quote, "Before, I only saw what I did wrong or could have done better, but for the first time, I truly appreciated just how great it was."
Hey, so good for you, Lisa Kudrow.
did her residuals go up when he passed?
I think that way too. Isn't that horrible?
But it wouldn't be. It's an individual contract. It wouldn't be like they get an extra piece of pie.
I'm so sad he's gone. Hey, more $5 million.
And you know
a year
why?
For me.
You know why they got $1 million is because David Schwimmer convince them all to stick together and hold out.
Hey, way to go, Schwimmer.
Yeah,
good
but
job.
At least David Schwimmer hasn't come out to say how great he was.
This is true. So, hey, happy for them. Not. Let's move on. Given the fact that there are people out there who bought Sydney Sweeney's bathwater when it was made into soap, I feel like there might be some folks who'd really enjoy this. Video has surfaced of Sydney Sweeney cutting the cheese on the set of Euphoria. To be fair, it could very well be fake. But I thought I would bring it to you guys to see what you think, just because it's interesting. This is on the set of Euphoria as they are filming a scene with, I think she's doing one of her OnlyFans bits when they show this. Let's take a look at Sydney Sweeney right now. That's fake,
not even
isn't it?
Close to
right?
real.
It's not real.
If you wanted to make that fake video, here's what you do. Here for all you audio people listening down the line. First of all, remove all that gnat sound, all that air sound, because that's much louder than that fart is.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the fart, and she doesn't appear to be mic'd, certainly not on her ass. So it's not real, no.
Yeah,
it's
there's just an overhead mic that's not even pointed at her.
Yeah.
Why do I call it a deep fake? Is it just when you're talking about Sydney Sweeney calling it a deep fake? So it's funny. Sydney is on all fours for people that don't have the video today. She's wearing a tube top. According to the captions on the video, someone says, "Stop it," while someone else asks, quote, "Need to go to the bathroom, Sweeney? I don't hear any of it." All right, roll it one more time and let's listen really carefully.
Yeah, run the whole thing
and see if anybody
see
says
thing?
Stop it. Let's listen.
That's also dubbed in.
Yeah, that's not on set.
Yeah, that is.
That's some guy in his basement.
And
getting off on it.
Yeah.
Right. Poor Sydney Sweeney. Not really.
Yeah, really her. That's sad, right?
Sad. Very sad, right?
Yeah. I look forward to 10 years when she looks back on Euphoria and then says, "Hey, it was really good."
$20 million a year. Don't ever ask Hugh Grant to list his pet peeves. Well, we're going to do just that in just a minute here.
Hugh Grant.
Unless you have a whole day to kill, because he's got a ton of them. In an interview from 2024 that's circulating again, he lists all the things that annoy him, and they have a list here, so we might as well have Rob ask you what annoys him, what his pet peeves are.
Okay.
Here we go.
Josh, I'm here with Hugh Grant, motion picture star, and really the king of the rom-com in his day. Hugh.
Hello.
How are you?
"Oh, I'm fine. I just thought I'd stop by and say hello to you."
Before we get to the topic at hand, how do you feel about the town of Front Royal?
Delightful, very close to.
You've been?
Yes, I took a holiday between Leesburg and Front Royal, and I went between the two. Very easy drive with with my diesel Passat.
Now, when you were in Front Royal, did you take a lover?
No, but I was on all fours and I broke wind.
Oh, that's sad. What annoys you?
People walking slowly.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Sure.
Move it along. Move it along. No, there's no need. There's no need for you to walk that slowly. Move it along.
You don't want to see people dilly-dally?
No. I have places to go. I don't. If you're going to take up the sidewalk, there's no need for
Where
you to
Where are you
to
walking
move
to?
I'm walking from the bookstore to Notting Hill.
I thought maybe you were going to see the chemist.
I'm going to the chemist to find my allergy meds.
Otherwise, you'll end up in hospital.
Yes. I'm ready for the second one.
Is there anything else that annoys Hugh?
People with bokpox.
With what?
Bokpox.
Oh, you see, Josh, Hugh Grant doesn't like bokpox.
I hate them. They're just, what's the need? You have so much material to take with you that you have to carry it on your back.
What do you carry things in?
My pockets. My large clown shoes pockets.
So you could fit like a book in your pocket?
I have an alarm clock in there right now.
An old-fashioned one?
Yes, and on my right side, and then on my left side, I have a pair of artificial teeth.
You know what I think you should
do? The chatter.
Oh, novelty teeth.
Yes.
You should go to L.L. Bean
also,
in Maine.
Also, people with backpacks on the front. I don't care. The front backpacks.
Do you feel sometimes those are children?
No. There's no. And if you have a child, carry it.
Well,
carry it in
Bjorn.
Your arms. Carry it in your arms. There's no need. Need to put it in a satchel.
What if it is an infant and you swaddle it and put it in your pocket?
That I have enough room.
Okay. Well,
of course, I'd have to put some holes on the outside of the pants for air holes.
Well, so, I would think the baby's head would stick out of the top of the pocket.
Oh, there you are. Well, there you are then.
Were you putting the baby face down in your pocket?
Oh, let's move on, shall we?
Is there anything else that annoys Hugh?
Water bottles.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Go to a fountain.
A fountain?
Go to a fountain and put it in a glass. Put it in a glass. That's all you need to do. You don't need to put
a
brand name on a water bottle. Please.
Do you have
that's
any stemware in your pocket?
Yes, I do. Yes,
I
have a large, oversized wine glass.
Oh, a balloon.
Yes. Unfortunately, it severed a couple of weeks ago, and I was starved in the scrotum.
Oh, that's horrible.
But I have giant pockets.
Do you have the glass in a separate pocket than the baby?
I do not. I don't want to talk about that. How about some more of my pet peeves?
Yeah, what are some of your more pet peeves?
Leaf blowers.
Well, no one likes those.
Yes, noisy. Noisy as a dickens.
Yeah, do they have leaves in Great Britain?
No, Rob, there are no trees. What a brilliant question that was.
I was thinking it was mostly pine needles.
No, not pine trees. No, they have the actual leaves. I don't like road construction sites with people not working.
Oh, I hate that. Sure.
I am one enormous pet peeve.
What is your biggest? Oh, you are an enormous pet peeve.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. My biggest one?
Yes.
That's easy. Chopped lips.
Oh.
I hate chopped lips.
I'm so sorry, Hugh.
A road in Wisconsin now has a decimal point in the speed limit.
Just thought I'd let that land for a second.
That's stupid.
Officials changed the road speed limit to 17.3 miles per hour to catch drivers' attention and encourage people to slow down. Must be a very slow area,
I don't know. With my cataracts, I'd probably see it and drive 173 miles an hour.
It's not a major road. It's a smaller street outside a recycling and solid waste facility. They shared a photo and the caption, "You may notice something a little different on your next visit. Our posted speed limit is now 17.3. I would imagine that's MPH.
Yeah.
They aren't necessarily enforcing it to the 10th. They say the idea is to make you pause. It makes you look twice. And most importantly, it breaks that autopilot feeling we can all fall into when driving familiar routes, especially when you've got a bronchial infection and you're driving in your car on a major highway with a pillow.
You better update your software, Josh. Make sure it has that 17.3 in it.
Some people joke that if drivers are already going too fast, it may look like 173 miles per hour.
Now, I read something. I don't know if this is true, but it came from a verifiable source that back in the 20s, I think it was, Coca-Cola wanted to raise the price of their product from a nickel to a dime, or they just wanted to raise their price from a nickel. Yeah. And they actually lobbied Congress to make a 7.5 cent coin so that people could buy a Coke for 7.5 cents. Of course, it didn't happen, and they raised the price to a dime. But what would you do with a 7.5 cent coin? Stupid, right?
You got any answer for that, Josh?
I feel the same as I feel about a nickel. It doesn't matter.
Well, I mean, but it was worth more back then. It would be it's a half cent. I mean, I don't like these decimals. Let's keep it easy, folks.
Okay. Well, this is designed just to grab your attention because it's different.
Yeah,
I think it's stupid also. I hate it. I'm with you. Okay.
And where is it? Wisconsin?
I think so, yes.
Yeah, I hate the state.
Okay.
For doing it.
You're just upset because somebody called you out on your lips today. I understand how that works. Exactly. Are you ready for the last story here? Here we go. Back in 2022, cops in Massachusetts were evicting a guy from a $1.5 million home. Nice digs.
Yeah.
In the middle of it, a woman in her 50s named Rory Woods, R-O-R-I-E, she showed up and unleashed thousands of bees on them. Rory was there protesting the eviction. She pulled up with some hives in the back of her SUV and tipped them over to try to sick them on the cops. And a few officers did get stung. She was even arrested in her beekeeping gear. Rory's trial was this month. That's how long we waited for the trial.
Right.
And she was just convicted on 6 charges, 4 counts of simple assault and battery, along with 2 counts of reckless assault. She's been sentenced to 6 months in jail and will receive credit for the 148 days she's already served. And let me see. I think I might have 4 with this. This might be a 4-for.
A 4-banger.
This was big news in New England. There was quite a bit of buzz about the trial. Thank you. Maybe I'll give myself a little ding when I do this. All right, hold on. Where's my
ding?
There it is. Buzz about the trial. The cops seem to be waiting for the woman, but there is no word on whether or not this was a sting operation.
That's better.
You like that one better?
I do, yeah.
All right. By the way, she tried to hide when the law arrived, but they found her after they combed the woods.
A little more obscure, but good. It's a thinking man's punchline.
It was bees. Yeah. The judge was old school and continuously referred to the woman as honey.
Well, you know what I've always said, Mike?
What's that?
Hives are worse than chapped lips.
Well, you see, you jumped ahead there, and her lawyer appeared to be nervous because he broke out in hives.
You said you had 4. You did 4.
I did 4. Yes, I did. There it is. That's 4. Yes, but hives.
No,
you said hives right before I said hives. But that's okay.
You'd give us all the punchlines.
You don't know what I'm going to say. Yes.
No, that last one was number 5.
Oh, yeah. I gave you 5. Sorry about that.
And I waited till after.
Oh, okay. That's
good. My bad.
Thank you. Appreciate it. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills right here, everybody. Hey, Fudge Cutters. Mike O'Mara here. I want to share something my wife Carla is really excited about at DermGlow Skin. Peptides. Peptides are natural compounds in your body that act as messengers, helping with things like repair, metabolism, sleep, and energy. Now you can supplement them all. Partnering with a trusted telehealth partner, DermGlow gives you access to doctor-prescribed peptides in all 50 states. It's simple. Take a quick online quiz, get approved, and your order ships straight to your door. Peptides can improve your energy, metabolism, and cellular health. Detox and skin support, hair, skin, and scalp health, better sleep, and the Wolverine stack for recovery and healing. And of course, GLP-1s for weight loss. Whether you're trying to lose 30-plus pounds or just the last 5, there are programs and microdosing options to help with benefits like reduced cravings and better blood sugar balance. Everything is prescribed by licensed doctors safely and conveniently. If you're low on energy, struggling with weight, not sleeping well, or just not feeling your best, there may be a peptide that can help you. Visit DermGlowSkin.com and click the weight loss and peptides to get started. DermGlowSkin.com, helping you feel better from the inside out. Thank you, Mike. You're welcome, Mike. All right. I asked Rob to do this little project.
Yeah.
I put together a list of my own movie stars who you are sick of seeing. And let's see how much commonality we can find. I'll start since I have mine already.
Did you do 10?
How many?
10?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I did 10.
Okay, I did 10 with some honorable mentions. Do you want to start at 10 and work up and we can alternate?
I didn't put them in any particular order.
Okay, all right. So go ahead and read your list then.
But at the top of my list, Kevin Hart. Not a fan. Do we match on that? Do we see anywhere?
I have Kevin Hart at number 2.
Oh, so you actually ranked yours. All right. Well, that's good.
Because they're ranked in the order that they came to my mind, actually.
Okay.
But Kevin Hart... He is not enough of a movie star and not enough of an entertaining guy to do as many commercials as he does.
I agree.
That's where the problem is.
Overexposure.
And he's a single, and a single character.
Yep.
In everything.
Yeah, it's always that.
And also, he's short.
Here's another one. And let me explain the way I came up with this.
All right.
This would be something where we all surf around. We all look for something that we want to look at, whether it's a miniseries, whether it's a regular television show, or a movie. And this falls into the category of each time I see them, I'm like, ugh, not him again.
Okay.
That's the reaction I have. The next on the list is Jason Statham. Way, 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 way too much Jason Statham.
Everywhere.
All the time. Everywhere. Always the same.
And
kind
also,
of the same thing. One note. A one note kind of actor.
And maybe it's because of the type of movie I like versus what he's in. I don't see him in things. I see that he is in things.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't have anything, no charisma. He doesn't pull me into
anything. No, he's just a badass tough guy.
That's exactly
what he does. Every season. Was he on your list at all?
No, not at all. No.
Let me see. Coming in for me at number 3, quite a body of work. This has changed from the older days, but enough with Nicolas Cage. He has now fallen into the thing where he does so many movies.
I still like him.
I liked the last one I liked was the horror movie where he had all the makeup on. Long Legs, I think that's what it was called.
Yeah,
and he's really scary in that. But it's just Nicolas Cage all the time. And the movies have varied from pretty good to really horrible and in between. And they're just kind of meh.
I think he has a movie star quality. I mean, you could say that, like, even in the classic era of Hollywood, James Dean always played the same character, but he was great at it. And Nicolas Cage is great just being Nicolas Cage. So I enjoy that shtick.
So he wouldn't make it onto your list.
He is not on my list. I like
him. He's on my list of means I need to watch it. If he's
this next actor has only recently made the list, and he's recently made the list because I realize now that it's the same bit in every single movie or TV show he's in, and that's Jason Bateman. And it's that slicky boy kind of cool modi guy that's always just a little too calm and a little bit too, well, then that's just the way it's going
to
be.
I can see that. I grew to hate him when he started his podcast because I think his true colors shined through that he is a dick. But
now, can you offer any, because I've never seen the podcast, what can you offer that would, what does he do on the podcast that rubs you the wrong way?
He is on with the guy who played Job on Arrested Development, one of my favorite shows of all time, and Sean Hayes. And he is consistently belittling his other guests, I mean his other hosts, and also he's one-upping them all the time, even subtly. Now, Jason Bateman has a long range in our house because Carrie loves Jason Bateman.
Mm-hmm.
She's got a big crush on him. So when everything comes new, we watch it. But you're right. You can look at his entire body of work. Now, I do keep Arrested Development separate because that's an ensemble
cast. Will Arnett. Thank you very much, Nodak 701.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
But
he is very limited. You know, he might have been the weakest thing in the Ozark show.
Yeah, but he was good in Ozark. It was the same casting note. Same note all the time.
Yeah.
The next on the list, Liam Neeson. Just, you know, after Taken, they were all the same movies. They were all the same, and
I
burned
out on him.
He didn't
rescue you with Naked Gun?
When that proved to be kind of a meh movie really liked, it was terrible. The next in line.
I liked it.
The Naked Gun?
Yeah.
It was good.
Afterwards, did you get pizza from Domino's?
Oh, he's cranky today. He's a little bit cranky today. Here's one that's I'm going to make a lot of people mad. Melissa McCarthy. Too much.
I agree. Not on my list, but
too
I agree.
Too muck and fudge.
Yeah,
too
you're
muck
right.
and fudge, really.
Yeah.
Let me see.
She doesn't save every Saturday Night Live sketch that she walks onto, by the way.
Right.
She's not that funny.
I will also tell you that the three in a row, I liked Jason Bateman, I liked Liam Neeson, and I liked Melissa McCarthy. It's just when you make the same thing all the time, I still go back and look at Melissa McCarthy's outtakes, which are very, very funny. But next on the list, this has been on my list for a long time. And this is a guy for a time that I would always watch his movies. I don't anymore. Mark Wahlberg. Don't care for him. Don't care for him.
Another
way one too
note
much.
Guy. Another
kind of one note all the time.
His
most
one of his more recent action movies where he was like undercover as a normal dad and then he went off on a mission.
The Family Plan.
Yeah. That had enough comedy sprinkled in it, and he can do comedy that I think it sort of saved it. But you're right. And also, Mike, I'm trying to think of the name. This would be perfect for you. Melissa McCarthy and Jason Bateman made a movie together.
Yes, they did.
Was it like a suspect or
who knows? But it was a big bowl of okay.
It was not even okay.
All right.
It was horrible.
Next on the list is an actress that is in everything, it seems, and I did finally get to critical mass. Mm-hmm. I have loved this actress for a very long time, and I like her choices, and she's been in a variety of roles. She is not one note, but she is always. It's too much Nicole Kidman. We have too much Nicole Kidman on TV
I agree.
And in
and
movies.
Also, she looks frightening now.
It's different. She does. She has had a lot of work done. I didn't mind that, but it's just too
much. Oh, she crossed
much.
The line. Don't you feel good when she tells you to see movies at AMC theaters?
It's. Let me tell you what the last one is, because the last one is probably the least amount of work to evaluate.
I love
just
that.
Because of the nature of the person.
Yeah.
If you show me anything, whether it's a stand-up special or a movie with Sebastian Maniscalco, Maniscalco.
Yeah.
I'm not watching. I just
not even his stand-up.
No. I like the guy that does the impression of him on Saturday Night Live. Here's what I think.
Yeah.
Anytime you have a guy that's more into being a bodybuilder or a gymnast than he is trying to write great material, I think the material is as average as it gets.
Well, I think a lot of it is his delivery, and it's different than anyone else. But I also have never sat through an hour of that delivery.
Yeah.
I've watched
it's hard
clips.
It's hard to. And in the movies, it's kind of the same one note. So what did I probably, we probably have a different list. Did
we do. We only matched on Kevin Hart.
Okay. All right. Very good.
At number 10, I have, and he's not even around that much, but he popped up on a movie that I went by and I said, I don't ever need to see him again. John Krasinski from The Office.
Let me tell you why I'm with you on that, because what's the series that Jack Ryan.
Yeah. The Jack Ryan.
And it just, he leaves me cold as an action guy. He should have stuck with comedy, as far as I'm concerned.
When you watch those action movies, you want him to, like, look at the camera like he does in The Office.
Yes, I have that. Good one. I like. All right, okay. I'm with you. Can't disagree with that one.
Number 9, and maybe because I've not seen enough of the work, but I've seen clips, and it always appears to be overrated and absolutely embraced by most of America. I don't need Tyler Perry. I don't need Tyler Perry.
Another one I'm going to agree with you. I'm 100%, and I don't care for the naming of everything. A Tyler Perry production from the Tyler Perry Stewards and the Tyler Perry. And I don't think the body of work is anything that's earth-shattering or going to linger in the consciousness. I'm
a big fan of Madea. Yeah, you know, he puts her in all of his movies.
Mm-hmm. Even the action-adventure and drama ones.
Exactly. Did you see Madea when she was a White House maid?
Oh, it was incredible.
In the 1920s?
Yes, Madea, spectacular. All right, moving along.
If I never see her again, it'll be too soon. Kathy Griffin.
Well, Kathy Griffin isn't even relevant, is she, really, to the national consciousness?
Well, she keeps trying, and she shows up on that New Year's Eve show, and she keeps trying.
Have you seen the pictures or the video, any video of her as a blonde?
I wouldn't look. I wouldn't click on that. I don't care for that.
Believe it or not, the change was A-okay with me.
Yeah, did she comb the hair forward?
When's the last time Kathy Griffin was in anything? Since she showed Trump's head, she's kind of been canceled, hasn't she? Really?
I saw her doing, some sort of plead for attention a couple months ago. I never liked her even when she was relevant.
You are kicking somebody when they're down as far as Kathy Griffin.
Rob made a career of it, Mike.
Mm-hmm. Performing May 1st in Richmond, Virginia.
Hey, do you have the name of the venue? Is it the Altria?
The National.
That's not a big show. Mike, number seven.
I have to do this because I'm mad. Daniel Thurber, 77, writes about this topic. Rob needs to contact Carla for lip products. I'm sorry. I just had to put it.
I love when a show has a theme.
We've moved on.
They're talking about it in the chat group still. Sorry.
And thank you to Daniel Thurber, 77. Nice that you conclude your IQ and your handle.
Okay, go ahead. Move on, please.
I don't like Will Smith. Never have. And it was cemented with the slap. And the fact that he did not take appropriate first of all, there's no appropriate apology for that behavior anyway, but he didn't even try.
Here's the thing about Will Smith.
Yeah.
You could put Will Smith on a list before the slap, and he was overexposed.
Exactly. Yeah.
It was everything, too much, and his dumb action-adventure movies with the, you know, with the comedy line in the middle of being chased by an alien.
The Men in Black movies are no good.
Amen.
I'll say it.
All right. I agree with you on that one.
Number six, when you talk OneNote, this is the one-notiest OneNote of all the OneNotes. Ryan Reynolds. Enough. Enough of Ryan Reynolds.
With your snarky presentation
and your witty asides and your phone company and your gin and just...
I'm with you.
I think Rob gets more annoyed during commercials that these people are in than actual
performances. What you'll find, Josh, is that Rob hates successful people.
Mike, not just successful people, handsome people.
Handsome and successful. You know, you better be bringing it. But I happen to agree with him on the Ryan Reynolds.
Okay. Because
it's like that same Deadpool, meh, all the time. It gets burned out.
Yeah.
And it's burned out with me right now.
I wouldn't have said this one 10 years ago, but I'll say it now. And he's been around that long. Alec Baldwin. I'm tired of Alec Baldwin getting in the news for the wrong reasons and then trying to make the narrative his own narrative.
Can't argue with you. When the person was
shot on his set and he tried to control the narrative about that.
But you're controlling the narrative by saying the person he shot. Remember, he did the shooting.
Whoops.
There you go. Okay. You know,
the person that was shot. Okay.
Has anyone on your list had a movie out in the last year?
Yeah, the thing is that's the list is a little odd with that. So,
well, you know what?
Your list is old.
Okay, I'm old. Reese Witherspoon. I'm done with her. I'm done with Reese Witherspoon because she presents herself cute.
She presents herself cute,
but in real life, she's a bitch.
I'm going to disagree with that one because I like the choices she makes, and she's still.
I still like her on the morning show.
Yeah, she's good on the morning show.
Not as great as everyone else on the morning show. Except she's better than the weatherman.
Thank you. All right. How many more do you have?
I have two more. And a couple honorable mentions that'll just blow through. Number three, Bradley Cooper. I really liked A Star Is Born, and he hasn't done anything since then except show up and say, hi, I'm handsome.
And hasn't he messed with his face a little bit, too?
People say they have. Say he has. I don't have any evidence of it.
He looks a little different to me.
He does. He does. And number one, the one that came to me so fast is Jacob Elordi, who plays the good-looking guy on Euphoria. He played sexy Frankenstein. He played Elvis in the Priscilla movie. And he brings this much to the table. Nothing. He is a zero. And he's
Can you bring up a picture of the real actor? Because I'm trying to think.
All you need to do is...
Is he Sidney Sweeney's fiance in Euphoria? Is that who we're talking about?
I can't answer because I don't have Euphoria this year. And I haven't watched it in a long time. But this guy...
What's his name again?
Jacob Elordi. He's medium on Euphoria, and I think Euphoria has been, you know, shoved down our throat a lot. But he was also in that movie with the Irish kid that did the nasty thing in the bathtub. Saltburn, was it called?
Saltburn, yep.
He's the
good-looking guy in Saltburn that the main character lusts after.
Yeah, he was everywhere for about 12 months. But what really, really bothered me is he couldn't have been a worse Elvis. There's a million people that you could have put in that horrible Priscilla movie that at least resembled him.
Here's the only thing I can offer about this. In Euphoria, Rob, he is designed to be an a-hole.
Yeah.
That's it. And nobody plays an a-hole better. But I have to tell you, I still hate it when he's on camera.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but there's something about
the
guy.
Did you end up watching Frankenstein, the new Frankenstein?
I did. And I thought that was, a waste of time. It held my attention, but it was dumb.
Yeah. Did you like the artificial intelligent wolves?
It was horrible. It was really, really horrible.
And Mike, my honorable mentions. Go ahead.
I wrote down two names at the beginning of this as you guys started, assuming you'd knock these names off. And my two are Seth Rogen.
Yep.
Because it's the same character everywhere.
Okay. Yeah, we can agree on that.
Yeah, I can agree on that.
And Pedro Pascal. Because he's now the new guy in everything.
I still think that Pedro Pascal can give you a different performance. And
he's the new Matthew McConaughey.
You do. Okay.
Same rollover.
Well, but you know what? Might have
to disagree on that.
Pedro is good on Saturday Night Live, and that is a gauge for me. If an actor is allowed to drop their sort of exterior and be goofy, I think that shows it.
I agree, Rob, so I have to vote for Pedro.
Okay, and my
sorry, can't miss that opportunity. And
my list of honorable mentions, I don't think any...
Oh, my God, we're running so late. Go
Will Ferrell, Luke Bryan, Lena Dunham, Timothy Chalamet, and Jesse Eisenberg.
You were cheating. You shoved a Luke Bryan in there, and he does not belong in that list. Thank you. These are people you don't want to see in movies and TV. Stop it.
I really don't want to see him in a movie.
You do not like that guy. We have a break to go. We'll be right back with more of the Magic Bit. You know that we love Soul, and with good reason. They make delicious hemp-derived CBD and THC products with precise dosing, clean ingredients, and formulas designed for predictable feel-good effects. They have the amazing out-of-office gummies, the refreshing and delicious out-of-office drinks, and they even have THC oil drops. But now, they have some new products that are truly next level. Soul now has out-of-office mood gummies, three new gummy varieties that are specifically formulated to reset your routine, one vibe at a time. You can get uplift for a little boost, balance to keep things nice and steady, or mellow, because sometimes we all need to take it down a notch. Mood gummies are where it's at. Remember, all of Soul's best-selling out-of-office gummies deliver a customizable calming buzz. It's the easiest way to unwind without the grogginess or next-day regret of alcohol. You wake up feeling rested, relaxed, and ready to go. Josh and Rob swear by them, so don't be a dummy. Buy a gummy! Bleh! Give yourself the gift of a healthier unwind at the end of your day. Right now, Soul is offering our audience 30% off your entire order. Go to GetSoul.com and use the code TMOS. That's GetSoul.com, promo code TMOS for 30% off. Want to give Jacob Y8T thank you for saying yesterday you were talking about the belts. They're perfect. Been
ratchet
many
belts,
years now.
Yeah.
The ratchet belts. Yeah, amen. I love them, especially when you're doing something outdoorsy, like playing a little golf. They work really, really well. Real quick, throwaway. Last night, dinner out with the O'Mara clan at what I labeled the most American chain in America, and it has everything that is good and bad at the same thing.
May
at
I
the
guess?
Same time. You go lay it on. It's everywhere, by the way. You can find this chain anywhere.
Texas Roadhouse?
You have nailed it on the first try. Rob Spiewak, congratulations.
No as amount of chapped lips can take out that skill away from me. So
it's America. It has the theme of, kind of a southern, modern country,
folksy.
It's efficient. It is the moderately...
Good eats, well-done meats.
Moderately priced, cheap eats, cheap beef that you have. It is the... and by the way, I am not slamming the food. I will not slam the food. It has the necessary... put the roll on your table so that you will fill yourself up.
Is good though.
Aren't they famous for their butter, honey butter?
The honey butter is there to go on the fabulously yeast rolls. It is the disinterested.
rolls.
It is the disinterested servers.
Yeah.
And then when they have to say, happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday song, sure.
And you get that, and then they have to do like a little dance that they do, and they seem to just like it a little bit, but not a whole bunch. And then
they do, Mike, the dance of the tough sirloin is what they do there.
Last night, baby back.
Okay, they're pretty easy to do right. Were they excellent?
Got a full rack. Half a rack is in the freezer right now. Not the freezer. The refrigerator.
In the deep freeze, in the larder.
Well, deep freeze, because there's nothing better than...
That'd be a working rack.
Exactly what it is. It's the working rack.
The working rack is in the refrigerator. But solid product, falled off de bone, not hard to do, was A-OK with
sauce
it.
Sauce too sweet.
Probably a little bit. My son and my wife had the little tiny little sirloins that they liked. They had the side of the overcooked rice, which was perfectly okay. And I give it a thumbs up. It was a solid mid-level dining experience in America.
What's bigger, Carla's steak or a Smith Brothers cough drop?
It was fine. It was the biggest. It was the biggest bowl of okay I've had in a bowl of okay time.
Sometimes that's all you need if you're with your family. It's fine. And you didn't have to do dishes or anything.
And a factory, too. They churn them in and they churn them out. And my favorite seating location is they have a little bar area, a really formidable bar, right in the middle of the joint, and they tucked us into the corner of that little bar cubicle.
Perfect.
And I was A-OK with that. And Mrs. O'Mara and I shared a margarita that was the perfect amount of booze to go with the dinner.
Two straws, or did you pass
the
glass?
Two straws.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if you were passing the glass.
It was perfect deal for me. Carla bails after about a quarter and gives me the rest, and I'm okay with that.
I don't know if you can answer this, but this is actually important to me. Is it a Coke property or a Pepsi property?
It is a Coke property.
It is a Coke property.
That's why I love him. He knows. He knows.
Because the non-Coke properties go on the list of, I don't really want to go there.
Yeah, because they I'm not as obsessed with it as you two are, but I will tell you that there is always kind of that moment where you say, I'll have a Diet Coke, and they say, we serve Diet Pepsi?
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Never make a Shirley Temple out of Starry. It's no good.
Wow. Some people really overthink it. And yes, and that's right. Dork of the Month does still order Shirley Temples, ladies and gentlemen.
No, Dork of the Month makes them at home, so kiss my ass.
We will take a break and come back with beautiful video right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Friends, a quick warning. Beware of the takers. You know the type. They listen to the free show Monday through Thursday and give nothing back. Tisk, tisk. For shame. But us, we're different. We're the givers. We give you the bonus show every Friday. We've got the goods, unfiltered, unrestricted, all access and fun. Because more access means more laughs. You deserve the good stuff, the extra stuff. We're talking TMOS extras. Unpredictable bonus content you won't find anywhere else. Or go big with the commercial free feed, complete with the bonus show every single week. Sign up today because your bonus subscription keeps this whole party rolling. You fuel the fun, and we keep it coming. So smash that bonus show tab at MikeOmaraShow.com and jump in. The water's fine. Be a giver. It feels great, and the laughs are guaranteed. We have had a full show today. Hit the music, Slim. We're ready to go.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry time.
At your meal last night, did you have dessert?
No, we did not. We did not have Lifesavers.
But if you were to go to an Italian restaurant, you might get the coffee-flavored goodness of tiramisu, but a small portion.
I don't know why you're doing the Shannon voice on this.
Guinness has recognized the world's largest tiramisu.
Oh, no.
It is 1,445 feet long.
Congratulations.
We are, after all, Guinness World Records. We are the kings of, details, and we like to be very specific about the rules. The cake has to be one single piece, and so it has to appear that it is one single piece. So the junctures are very important, and we've been making sure that the Savoyardi biscuits and the mascarpone cream is actually covering the junctures to give the appearance of a single cake.
You are officially amazing.
We did it! It means nothing. We did it.
That's a really long tiramisu.
It means nothing. We did it. That sounded like a really like a British influenced Italian accent, didn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, exactly. It truly did.
Make sure the mascarpone has a lovely little. We don't know what
it
the
cover
we're
the
doing.
Juncture. It is very long. It God. Is very long.
Unbelievable.
Meanwhile. People love to compete. That was sort of a competition. In England, they're also doing, this is the week of the National Seagull Impersonator Contest.
Yeah, this now I'm watching.
Also, I have to give credit to the people that dress up. The people that aren't dressed up, I don't like so much.
Okay.
Like this guy. Dick.
Yeah! I found it hilarious that it was one competition in a thing that creepy. I was doing, what was very weird. And I turned 40 that year, and I think that kind of ticked in, that I was like, okay, I'm not going to be boring or do only grown-up things now. I'll do this competition.
And then she went and stole the blood of the non-believer.
There she is. Wow, fantastic.
Mike, when you go to a pro basketball game, keep your head up. I know this is silent. But sorry about that lady.
Oh, man. She immediately got a good tended hit. To by number zero there.
Let's look at it one more time. This, I'm sorry for our audio listeners. Keep your face out of your phone.
That's wow. All right.
And let's close with this. I would almost think this was fake, except I went to their page, and they have many, many videos that support the fact that it's a real industry. This is a Japanese pencil manufacturer that will wholesale your pencils to you, Mike. And I still use a pencil every day. I like to have a pencil at hand. And if you're like me, you may want to call this company.
Do you need pencils? Do you need pencils? Do you need pencils? We have so many pencils products for you. Hi, I'm Luna, your reliable pencil supplier. DM me for details.
That you got to DM her, Mike, if you want details. Would you like to see the spot one more time? I know you don't. You're not a pencil guy, but this might. Mike, open your eyes. Okay. This might convert you.
Do you need pencils? Do you need pencils? Do you need pencils? We have so many pencils products for you. Hi, I'm Luna, your reliable pencil supplier. DM me for details.
Mike, that's all you got to do. DM her for details.
Appreciate it. That's wonderful. Oh, your
that's
dad's
Luna.
Smiling. Your dad's smiling down on you today. I guarantee you that. We got to get out of here. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode.
Luna.
Josh, I'm glad you are feeling better. We will need a better faux hawk tomorrow.
No problem. There's nothing to it today.
There you go.
Oh, dear. Oh, no, not like that.
We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode. Thank you for your support in the chat group. We appreciate you coming on and watching us on YouTube. Spread the word on that. We will see you tomorrow. For Josh Sorokin and Rob Spiewak, Michael Mara, saying so long, everybody.
Love you, Pop.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Michael Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MichaelMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I commandeer this stolen money by order of the Peaky Blinders.
Fiddlesticks. I'm just a man, same as you are.
You're not a man, you're a bishop, for God's sakes.
There is no God.